get so they can pull it apart.
Pull it won't.
Do you know what the story is behind that?
Yeah, it's if you get the short end of the pulley bone, you're going to have good luck.
I see.
And in a turkey or goose, it's a wishbone. Of course, it's a wishbone in a chicken, too, but all fowl, feathered fowls, have a wishbone. And, of course, in a chicken, they call it the pulley bone because the kids get a hold of it. It was hard to get the short side if you wanted.
I see. What do people around here call that inside part of the hog? You know, the intestines that you can clean out and cook and eat?
The chitlins.
Chitlins. You ever had any?
No, I never could get that was, I never did eat any chitlins. I've seen them in the meat market. Mm-hmm. You can buy them right here. But I just never did.
You probably smelled them cooking.
Well, yeah, I smelled them cooking too.
Yeah.
Because anytime you get around where black people is, especially these old timers,
mm-hmm.
They gonna have some chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a story about when they first started integrating these eating establishments, there was a group of black people went in and sat down, and one of them, he acted as a spokesman, and asked the waitress, said, you got any chitlins? She said, no. Said, you got any hog joel and black-eyed peas? Said, no. Said, well, have you got any possum and taters? Said, no. He said, let's get up and get out of here. Said, these people ain't ready to integrate yet.
They don't have the right kind of food.
Soul food.
Well, can you remember what farmers would call to their cows if they wanted to get them to come up from the pasture?
Yeah. There was I don't remember just exactly how they used to do that. It's been so long since I've been around until they could call them. I know call the hogs in.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear them say something like "sook cow"?
Yeah.
They said that.
Yeah, that's that, and it was very, you could call a bunch of hogs in just if you were in the habit of feeding them every day.
Mm-hmm.
You got ready to feed them while whoo pig and they'd come.
You ever hear people when they were feeding the pigs say something like "peeky peeky peeky"? That kind of thing.
Yeah, that's when they was trying to catch one of them.
I see.
For some reason or other. They even used to take your little pigs and especially when they'd mark them a lot of times, some people had, I don't know what the theory was, but they'd bobtail them, cut the tails off, leave them about a little short tail. Mm-hmm. I never did know what the reason for it was.
Mm-hmm.
But,
what about if a farmer was plowing with mules or horses? Something that he might say to get him to turn?
Well, he said a haw was to go to the left and yea to go to the right. And it was a language that you used with horses or mules. And